Good morning, good afternoon, good night. It is Boy the Hip Hop Lobby. It's coming to you live and direct from Just Politicking Studios. And today, sitting down with the Just Politicking team to talk about 90s cartoons and shows we want to see on Netflix. Now, a lot of you know A Different World is no longer on Netflix, but it's on Amazon Prime. However, there are other shows we want to see on our streaming services. I'm talking about The Magic School Bus, Pepper Ann, Doug, Hey Arnold, Recess, the MC Hammer cartoon, Ninja Turtles, X-Men the animated series. I mean, you could even hit them with a little, hi there, face here. People are looking for good quality shows. And to be real, I think the 90s cartoons and shows are a lot better than the new millennial shows. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. Also talk about why all of Chris Stokes' movies are on Amazon Prime. And going back to Netflix a little bit, to be real, we're going to talk about She Gotta Have It, the Spike Lee joint. Now, that's a very eye-opening show. We're going to dissect Nola Darling, polyamory, and the policies against people who practice polyamory. If you don't know what it is, hey, we're going to learn this episode, baby. I promise you that. It's Just Politicking Podcast. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, iTunes, Acast, and TuneIn Radio. But anyway, check out this episode. We're going to discuss a lot. Some of our favorite shows, some of our favorite things about Netflix, and it's going to be entertaining. I can tell you that. Anyway, go ahead, like, subscribe, share. But more than anything, please stay tuned. The next voice that you hear will be me, King Shelley, Freezy the Great, and the Elena Show. This is the Just Politicking Podcast. Please stay tuned. Spend 10,000 for excitement. That's how the day goes. That's how the nights went. Louis bags, Balenciagas, the ones talked about by the fashion bloggers. You know me, I'm a Mercia lager in the same lime green as the Air Max joggers. But if it wasn't here, would she wanna go? You don't wanna ask, but you wanna know. Will my baby weather the storm? Stick around till the weather is warm. Hey, when the money goes, when the honey stay, when the great skies replace the sunny day. When the money goes, when the honey stay, when the great skies replace the sunny day. She likes shopping, but never trendy. Hello, Gucci, maybe Fendi. What were some cartoons you watched when you were a kid?
Sailor Moon. I used to watch. I had cable, I guess. Because, you know, some people be like, oh, you had cable. I think getting like a, oh, you're young comments, I didn't like that. But you know that face, the little face that used to take up the whole screen and he would like drink out the straw? I think it was like Nickelodeon.
Wait, what?
Remember Face?
Thanks.
Anyway, never mind. I used to watch Gilligan's Island.
Oh, you mean like Hi
That's
There.
Not a cartoon, though. That's not a cartoon, though.
It's not. I mean, it kind of is.
Face was, like Face was like during commercials. Hi there, Face here. You talking about that?
Yes.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah.
I mean, he's not a cartoon. Like, it's not a cartoon, but. Well, Teletubbies, even though I really felt like I lost brain cells watching that show.
I couldn't stand Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Tinky Winky. La la. Oh.
I couldn't do Teletubbies. I was sick. I couldn't.
That wasn't a cartoon either. What cartoons did I watch? Oh, I used to watch Static Shock. That was hot. You remember him, the black boy?
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And speaking of Static Shock, y'all heard of Black Lightning about to come out?
Little Bill.
Is that what it's called? Black Lightning, I believe?
It starts tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, it actually, I think it came on at 8 o'clock tonight.
The Marvel movie that's coming out.
Black Panther. Well, I ain't saying who said it, but somebody in this podcast said that they don't think it's going to be a good movie. But I ain't calling their name.
Whoever said that probably liked Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman sucked.
It was still.
They said, I heard Charlemagne the God said that it's going to be so good because they're going to get the black people and the, what's it called, fans, Marvel fans or whatever. I heard Michael B. Jordan is gay. That's kind of sad.
No, he's not gay, but I heard he has a little dick. But and he likes white girls. But whatever.
So,
Well, he definitely has a white girl right now that he's dating.
Did anybody watch Ren and Stimpy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that show was horrible.
You are tripping.
That show was like that stupid crap. That stuff.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Can I talk about my 90s cartoons?
No. Are we recording?
Does everybody
go ahead, throw something out there.
We are.
Yeah, we still
are. I was gonna say my favorites were Pepper Ann and Recess and Daria used to come on MTV and Chippendale and I used to like Tiny Toons. I like Looney Tunes, but I really like Tiny Toons.
I'm literally looking up Tiny Toons as we speak because Tiny Toons was easily one of the best cartoons ever out.
It surely was.
So you got Tiny Toons. Let's see. If I can describe a typical 90s afternoon, I came home. I watched Batman the Animated Series. I watched Toxic Crusaders. I watched Ninja Turtles. I watched Animaniacs. I watched...
Oh my God, I love Animaniacs.
They're amazing. I watched Tiny Toons. I watched X-Men, the Animated Series.
Tiny Toons used to just only come on in the morning, if I remember correctly.
Nah.
Ooh, I don't be knowing these shows that y'all was watching.
Shelly, how old are you?
No. We're not going to do that. We're not going to display our, we're not going to show our seasonings. Anyway.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Shelly.
I do remember it. I'm 27. I'm not that young.
Okay.
Let me tell you about what this 22-year-old came up to me and she was like, "How old are you?" Blah, blah, blah. I was like, "I'm 27. She was like, "Oh my God, you look so good. You're 27. And I was like,
right. Girl, you don't give around me.
Okay. I didn't know 27 was the new old age.
I mean, it depends on where you are.
I mean, wait, real quick. It clearly shows that the Atlanta show is ageist. Okay, so.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Because judge her on what your perceived age was. Right, you just assumed you were so old and seasoned.
I asked her what her age was because she said she didn't remember these shows, and I was just trying to figure out, like...
You know what you sound like? You sound like the white guy who says, "Yeah, I have a black friend right now." That's what you sound like. You're an ageist. It's okay. All right.
I looked at the Tiny Toons and I remember it. I got you.
No, I would
see. I watched Doug, Rugrats.
Rugrats, Rugrats. Man, if y'all want, you know what?
Hey Arnold.
You know, Rocko's Modern Life.
Pokemon.
Yes, I couldn't remember that last
night. Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon. What you know about Sailor Moon?
Powderpuff Girls.
Powderpuff Girls. Sugar Spice and Everything Nice. Shout out to Powderpuff Girls. Shout out to Buttercup.
Recess.
Ooh, Recess.
You know,
ooh, Saturday Morning. Shout out to One Saturday Morning. 5 hours of summer. Once a week.
I don't know.
Saturday Morning.
I don't remember that.
I remember Sonic Game, but I didn't watch the Sonic show.
Oh, wait, I'm going to throw it back for y'all. Yes, the Sonic show came on Saturday mornings on top of the MC Hammer cartoon. Who remembers the MC Hammer cartoon? Who's with me?
Wait a minute.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I don't remember that. I think that's a little older than I am.
See, you tripping. They bring the MC Hammer cartoon to Netflix.
Bruh.
Or Hulu tomorrow. Are you going to watch it? And one whole sit like, wait a minute, I'm gonna put this shit on right
okay,
now.
Okay, wait. Does anybody remember Wayne?
Yes.
Does anybody remember that cartoon?
Yes, that's the Damon. That's the Damon Wayans cartoon.
Yes.
I I don't really remember that one, but I remember DuckTales.
I remember DuckTales.
And Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck. Darkwing Duck was the most gangster superhero cartoon to me ever.
No, it wasn't.
Beat Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck was lit. But you know what another gangster one was? Y'all probably don't remember this. Y'all remember SWAT Cats?
Yes.
SWAT Cats was amazing.
Yes, I remember that one.
I used to watch the Magic School Bus.
Hey, I used to ride with
the Magic School Bus.
I used to really vibe with the Magic School Bus. I used to vibe with it. Like, hey, this is the only thing off because we ain't got no cable.
Come on, the Magic School Bus. Right.
We used to watch it in sixth grade homeroom.
Yeah, I remember.
Right, no, I used to watch. I remember watching it in school and going home and watching it because nothing else was on. Like, oh, okay, that's what we're watching. All right.
Yeah, I remember on Saturday mornings they used to have those little those educational commercials during one Saturday morning where they would talk about a bill. You remember they had like a bill is da da da, and they were like conjunction junction. Schoolhouse Rock was good. Schoolhouse Rock was that beat. Dang, y'all got me on Netflix looking for all this stuff that ain't on here. Now I'm mad.
It's not on there.
Golly. I want to see SWAT Cats now.
That's what we were just talking about. They need to put that stuff on Netflix or Amazon or Hulu or one of those services.
Yeah, because I'm tired of watching it
on YouTube.
They need
to bring back A Different World because I want to watch it again.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Wait.
It is. I'm gonna watch it.
A Different
World. It's on Amazon Prime.
It's A Different World is on cable as a whole. It's on it'll be on your TV One, your BET Centric,
if you just wanna stream it, it's on Amazon Prime right now. They did take it off of Netflix, but it is still on Amazon Prime.
And it's still amazing.
I did sign a petition to not take it off Netflix. No, like seriously, you'll watch A Different World. One thing I'll say about that Bill Cosby.
That Bill Cosby, he sure can write.
Well,
that
I mean,
you can watch it and it's the same
A Different
shit
World
that
is
now.
Well, I mean, Different World is Cosby, but really when Debbie Allen got herself involved with the show, that's when it really took off. Especially season two. Because Debbie Allen put her influence on that.
She's getting punished and they took it off of Netflix.
So what off Netflix? Are you talking about A Different World?
Yeah. Everyone watches Netflix now. Do you guys watch Big Mouth? Like, it's so inappropriate. It's the worst show ever, but it's so funny. Like, please just watch one
episode
today.
Big Mouth. They always show it on the feature. Yeah, like, if you go on Netflix, they'll say it's featured, so you should watch.
It's so funny. You have to watch it. No one watched it.
What's the one with the horse type situation that I hear all the people talk about all the time? What's it called? BoJack something or whatever?
I tried to watch Dope, but it was too serious for the mood that I had.
Dope is serious, but it's not serious. So just go, you should, because it seems serious, but it's not serious at all. Dope is just very ignorant, but it's good. It's a good show nonetheless. It's a good movie.
It's good.
Yes, it is.
No, not the movie. They have a Netflix show called Dope.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's where they're talking to like people who sell drugs and stuff like that. And like DEA stuff. Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and the Khalif Browder special—that's something you definitely need to watch. I barely made it through. I was crying. That thing was too much. But definitely watch that.
Did we lose Phil? Philip.
Sounds like we did.
No, I was muted. I was talking actually while y'all was talking, but I was muted like a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
No, y'all said some great shit because the Khalif Browder piece was great. That was real moving. Like I couldn't get even midway through that because it was just tough. It's like damn, like his brother got caught up on nothing. Like the mental breakdown of somebody, you know.
That reason is just crazy.
Right, but dope is dope. Like, dope is like not the movie, but the documentary where they moving weight from Mexico in a what RV? Like I got to season three and I'm like, listen, this starting to feel like Narcos for real. Like, bro, these things is moving. Like you drive past RVs every day. It's like they could be moving pounds of cocaine. And they documented the police hunting them down and the weight moving. I'm sitting here like, how the fuck Netflix getting licensed to do this? And who was producing these movies? Like, this is, Netflix is it to me. It's like, everything you need is on there, but if they just put some good 90s cartoons in the mix of that, I'll be good. But whatever Netflix offers, like The Crown, I really want to rewatch it. I'm still stuck on that. We didn't even talk about 13th, but you know, y'all said that's old, but whatever. Orange is the New Black. We discussed that last time.
Orange is the New Black?
I stopped after season two. After they killed a black mama, I just stopped. I just said, you know what, y'all doing too much.
Shit. No, stop. You're giving shit away.
Oh, there's a lot more shit after that.
After they killed you.
What was her name? She came into jail, started fucking shit up. But she befriended all the black mothers. Then it ran over with a van. That wasn't it, really. I'm just, the storyline was just dying. Because every season, somebody influential would die. Or, like, move. So, it didn't make sense. But I think people still watch it, for the most part. I think I was saying last time, it's the same writer is the one who did Weeds. And all her shows almost in the same.
Listen, I'm going to start writing some script because some of these horrible straight to Netflix shows that I watch, I could actually watch produce these things at my house, okay? And make some money.
So you watch them?
I literally watch some of these horrible ass movies and I continue to watch them. The ones with Marcus Houston and everybody.
Oh my God. Do you know that all the Chris Stokes produced movies are on Amazon and Netflix? Like, seriously, if you want to find all the, like, Cameron independently produced movies, you go to Amazon Prime. Like, you can find
Netflix
all
the Hood, Naked, no, I Pick You Up
movies and shit.
Support all.
Like, this is wild. Has everybody seen She Gotta Have It?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Yes. I just went to a She Gotta Have It event. My line sister threw one, Nia. And it was very interesting because, of course, we had to dissect Nola Darling and all her problems. Yeah, definitely watch that show.
I've heard good and bad reviews. I've heard good and bad reviews about She's Gotta Have It.
I mean, I'll tell you this. They be fucking. It's
only in her love bed because that's not controlling. I actually met this guy. It was so crazy. She had her event and then we went to this event. And I met a guy who actually practices poly whatever.
Polyamory?
Yes. And he was like how she did. Like, she did it completely wrong. And I was like, well, I don't think she was claiming that she did it. She described it loosely as that. But he was saying how they're fighting for rights and, you know, it works really well as long as people are honest with each other. And I was like, wow.
So, like, is he trying to fight for polyamory laws is what you were saying?
Yeah, so basically, like, you know, for tax rights and stuff like that. Just like, you know, people who don't believe in marriage, but, you know, they probably want the tax write-offs and stuff.
Got it.
Which, I mean, if they're together for 10 years, then they'll get it. But why should they have to wait 10 years, I guess? But, yeah, so he was like, he did say they get, they're probably the most discriminated against. You know, next to like the
LGBTQ. Yeah, I was gonna say that the LGBTQ.
Right there, I had to stop him right there. I was like, "Okay, sir." He's like, "People, when they find out that you are poly, that you they discriminate.
They stone you and stuff, yeah.
Employers.
What? Employers.
Housing. I mean, it's not like you have like 500 lives with you. If you're just, yes, he said that. He really said that. But you know what? I can't talk about how that goes, how someone would know that, that you have that situation going on. But
housing, that's, I didn't think it would jump down to housing. You know, I understand, you know, trying to fight for equal,
well, he
equal laws and everything like that. But housing?
Wait, you gotta put it
on the application saying, all right, well, you know, I'm poly. So yeah, I don't understand how the housing aspect affects him.
For people who may not know, what is that? Because what I'm thinking is from She Gotta Have It, it's somebody having sex with three different people, but they're still single. Like, you can write that off on your taxes?
Which is the typical thing of what people do now. I was like, why does it have to have a whole title? But,
wait,
the
what?
Difference is...
Wait, what?
Okay. All right.
I'm saying is, people... I'm sorry. So, okay, the difference is he was explaining to me how he went on a date with all of his partners and their partners.
Okay.
And girlfriends. So, like, the difference is everyone knows about each other. Everyone's honest. You know, everyone shares their test results, so forth. And I was like, okay, cool. And when I got in the car, me and my last sister were discussing it together. Me and my last sister, I was like, okay, what is the difference between being single and dating several women? But he made it clear to me that you could be in a relationship with someone and not have sex with them. You may like a lot of other things about them and this is that.
And not have a sexual relationship.
They're your girlfriend, right? But they're still your girlfriend because you take them out on dates, this, that, and third. And if they want to get married, he can marry one if that's something they decide to do, if they decide to have kids, but then, you know, he would still... But it's not the same thing as when someone has several wives. That's not the same.
So polyamory isn't a physical thing. It's an emotional thing.
No, I mean, he does have sex. Yeah, it's whatever you and your partners decide. But like,
it can be whatever you choose. Yeah. It can be physical.
But you all
or
know. So like, let's say
whatever
I have
you and
three
that person
partners, and you know. I could be having sex with all of them, but you guys all know about each other. And if one of my partners is having sex with someone else, they need to let me know so I can let my other partners know. I guess it's the main thing is the communication piece. Everyone knows about each other, double plans and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not cheating.
Got it.
This is a whole new world. And some of our guests, too. This is the Just Politicking Podcast. It's your boy, the hip-hop lobbyist, Feezy the Great.
Hot dog. Boom.
The Atlanta Show. King Shelly.
Talking about...
King Shelly.
Shelly's country. And polyamory. All right.
I think you just made a word up.
Amorism.
All right, because I still don't know how to spell it. I've been trying to ask how to Google it, but the conversation has been so good. So can you please, somebody please, yeah, because...
Are you asking for the spelling of the word?
Polyradicalpathy is coming up when I'm starting to type Google, and I'm like, y'all not saying it, because I've heard it 30 different ways.
I just call it poly, because...
P-O-L-Y-A-M-O-R-Y, polyamory.
Poly relationships. Polyamory.
Many, several.
It's the practice of a desire for intimate relationships with more than one partner, with the knowledge of all partners. It has been described as consensual, ethical, and responsible.
But do you have to live together?
No, you don't have to live with your other partners. So, like, you can choose to live, like, some people, what they do is some poly couples live all together. Some poly couples don't. They have, like, they might live in a general area together, but it depends. Everybody is, it's different.
You don't remember the show?
That's
Big
what
Love?
I'm thinking. Like, so that's basically what it was, is Big Love.
No, but Big Love was I think that was polygamy. He was married to all of them, right?
Yeah.
He was, man. You're right. He was married to all of them. You're totally correct.
That, and that's different. That's a little bit different.
This is like a perfect example of Flavor Flav.
Well, like, okay, can I speak from a personal experience?
No personal experiences.
The Flavor Flav show.
No, hold up. I've been approached by a poly couple. I'm sorry. I've been approached by a poly couple to actually date them. Like, the husband and married. The wife. Yeah, they were married and were looking for a partner.
Wait, so there's like...
Oh, wow. For the both of them.
Pimping ain't easy.
Wait. What? This happens?
Wait.
Philip, yes, it happens. His options.
Not to go too into a whole bunch of detail, but like, I'm basically like... met this couple in a site or whatever, and they were like, "Yeah, we want to meet you and like have dinner with you, and you know we would love to like interact with you, the both of us, and everything like that." And then they let me watch them have sex on FaceTime and everything.
Okay. All right, show's over.
No, they did it for real. They were like,
oh, Jesus.
Why did you watch them have sex?
What'd you say? Yeah, they were watching them have sex on FaceTime. Okay, like, it was...
This is just Politics of Podcast with King Shelly, King of the Great, The Elaine Show, and Hip Hop Lobbyists. And we are currently discussing the show Big Love.
Right, so the polygamy.
What? Okay, wait, hold up. Wait. I'm sorry, but why were you not watching me?
So you watched it?
This is the true story that happened.
Go ahead. Okay, the Atlanta show, go ahead, finish the conversation. Go ahead. Let's talk.
We're talking completely. We're not laughing at you. This is crazy. You know, we're not used to that. So, dang, I don't know how to handle such a situation.
Okay. So, yes, I did watch them have sex, but we never ended up going out with each other because my schedule and other things, and it just kind of like...
Were they, like, looking at you, like, in the camera, like, to show you that they know how to get it, or they were just, like, acting like you weren't there?
Okay. No, they just basically had the camera angled at a position that I could see the both of them having sex. It was very interesting.
This is just Politics of Podcast with Feezy the Great, the Atlanta Show, Hip Hop.
Wait.
And King Shelly.
Wait. So real quick. So really, in some aspect, it's levels to this. Back to King Shelly's conversation. It's levels to the polygamy thing. Because I'm thinking like, after she got to have it, I'm like, okay, everybody knows each other. I didn't even really think of this concept more, but I'm like, okay, cool. She just got her three dudes and they know about each other. Nobody, like, y'all got your own beef. Y'all have your own situation, but it is what it is. Right? Y'all know each other. I didn't look at it as a secondary level to Big Love polygamy, because basically what I look at it from what y'all saying is like, polygamy is married, I'm with everybody. And this other one, Polly, is I'm dating everybody.
Yeah, but polygamy, I think the difference between, isn't it just the husband who's allowed to have several wives? That's it. The wives can't have partners. So that's the issue with that. Well, not the issue, but that's the major difference there. Like in poly relationships, everyone can have partners. They just need to let. Everyone needs to know.
Yeah, that's usually how polygamy works.
So, yeah. Which I think that's why men probably won't be down for it, because, well, some men, they want to share everything for themselves, but if they found out that the women they're dating are dating someone else, get along fucking someone else.
Men don't know how to share. That's their problem.
Well, that does it for this episode of the Just Politics Podcast. You know, I'll be real. I don't know how we started at 90s cartoons and shows and ended up at polyamory. Well, kind of sort of do, but, you know, it's just the conversation. It is what it is. Either way, thank you for listening to Just Politics Podcast. Go ahead, like, share, subscribe, comment, share your two cents. any part of the conversation, if you felt that there were some shows, cartoons, that need to be on Netflix, and you're around here looking on your Netflix and Hulu now, like, you know what? I would really watch Pepper Ann right now. Like, the MC Hammer cartoon, I need that. SWAT Cats, Ninja Turtles, X-Men, the animated series, I would watch that. Where's the Young Jubilee? You know? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Go ahead, like, subscribe to Just Politics Podcast. I told you earlier where you could find us, but just in case you forgot, that's Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, iTunes, Acast, TuneIn Radio. Yeah, that's it. And more than anything, thank you for being a fan. Hope you enjoy. Please share, like, subscribe, all that good shit. It's your boy, The Hip Hop Lobbies. I'm out.